The Washington State Legislature kicked off with a bang yesterday. Senate Republicans, who hold the majority, voted in a new rule. It requires a two-thirds majority to bring a new tax to a vote of the full Senate. The change would make it very hard, maybe even impossible, for Governor Inslee's proposals for a carbon tax and a capital gains tax. Senate Democrats say the new rule is unconstitutional. Well, is it? Here to answer that question, University of Washington Constitutional Law Professor Hugh Spitzer. Hi, thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon.
Are the Senate Democrats right? Is this rule change unconstitutional?
Well, basically they are right. In 2013, just a couple of years ago, the state Supreme Court ruled against a statute that had been enacted by initiative that required a supermajority vote of the legislature for certain types of tax increases. Basically, the court said, and I'm reading from the case, under a common sense understanding, any bill receiving a simple majority will become law. And the court ruled that supermajority requirements could not be imposed because the Constitution says that legislation passes by a majority vote of each House.
But I'm a little bit confused. So if the state Supreme Court says that that's not constitutional, why is it okay for the legislature to make its own rules, which sound like an end run?
So there's a couple of things going on here. Of course, most importantly, I expect that the Senate leadership, the Republican leadership, is trying to make a point. I'm not sure that any tax increase proposal would ever make it through the Rules Committee to the floor anyway. So this all may be moot. But what they did technically is they installed a new rule which says that in order to advance most tax increase bills to a third reading, you would need a two-thirds vote. Now, what they're trying to do, theoretically, is to insulate this from the Supreme Court by saying that they are just, you know, installing a rule, an internal rule.
Spokane Republican Senator Michael Baumgartner was quoted in Publicola, the online news site, saying, well, the state Supreme Court can make their rules and we make ours. Really? That's okay?
The Senate certainly can make rules, but if a statute that requires a supermajority vote to pass legislation is held to be unconstitutional, if a case arose, the proper case with the proper procedural situation, and went to the Supreme Court, I'm quite sure that the Supreme Court could rule that this rule was unconstitutional. After all, if the Senate can adopt a rule that says that any tax increase, in order to pass, yes, to get to third reading, requires a two-thirds vote, then the Senate could also pass a rule that requires unanimous votes to advance any bill to third reading, right?
Yep.
Mm. And of course, that's ridiculous. In the 18th century, it took a unanimous vote for the Polish Parliament to pass any important legislation, and as a result, the country broke up.
I'm talking with University of Washington Constitutional Law Professor Hugh Spitzer, and practically speaking, what will this rule change mean when it comes to the Senate's business this session?
I'm not sure that it means anything at all. I think this is mainly for political theater, and if a suitable compromise is worked out between the Senate and the House on a budget and on revenue-producing legislation, I think we'll see the rule suddenly amended, at least for the moment, and the legislation is going to pass. And again, in the unlikely event that a piece of legislation with a tax in it, new tax or increase, passed the House, went to the Senate, passed first and second reading, and then was blocked on the way to third reading because of this rule, I think that it could be challenged at that point, and the court would likely rule that this was unconstitutional.
Challenged meaning it might be grounds for a lawsuit.
Exactly. But in real life, I'm not sure this is going to happen. I think it's much more likely that things will get worked out. Again, I think that the Senate leadership is just trying to make a point, and that's their right to do.
Huh. So essentially what you're telling me is it's politics as usual?
Well, sounds normal to me. But I think it's important to stress that our state Supreme Court, which in fact is not very political, tends to be skeptical of procedural devices and subterfuges and things like that that, you know, are either non-legal or violate the Constitution. They usually see through what's really going on.
Hugh Spitzer, thank you so much for joining us.
Been a pleasure.
Hugh Spitzer is constitutional law professor at the University of Washington.